it'd be the ball of it, you know. But I guess they can see, because I've seen dogs with both eyes, both glass eyes, and I guess they can see. Mm-hmm. But I was talking with that lady across the lake last night. They used to run cows, have a bunch of cows in Texas, you know. They had a big ranch out there, and they had cur dogs. And she said her husband, he wouldn't pick the glass eyes. I said he thought that they couldn't see like the other dogs, but I never have been able to tell the difference. Mm. We've had them with glass eyes, and I believe could see as good as the others could.
You say that Wynn Parish cur usually has white feet or white ring
around? Yeah, white feet and white breast. And a lot of them had ring around their neck.
Mm-hmm. And they're not as mean as that Catahoula cur?
No, they're not as vicious as the Catahoula. Usually the Catahoula cur is one bite, you know, pretty bad to bite. Now, my uncle down there, he used to have two old dogs that was, they was light colored and ring neck, and they would bite you, both of them. But it hardly ever that you got a hold of one of them Wynn Parish cur that they wasn't just a kind dog, you know, but they were good hunting dogs.
Talking about insects, do you have this thing that makes its nest out of mud usually on the side of your house?
Oh yeah, them daubers. We have a lot of them. Man.
Those things sting?
No. They bite. They'll bite you and hurt a little, but I never have no one to sting. They look like they could sting. They made the little walls, you know. And they build nests all around the windows. I've knocked a lot of them out, but there's some up there at the top on the outside.
Yeah.
They catch spiders and stuff, you know, and put in them dauber nests.
Around your pond, have you ever seen an insect that had kind of a long, thin body and he likes to light on your fishing pole?
Oh, yeah. That's a mosquito hawk, they call that.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy would let you kill a mosquito hawk. If he caught you kill a mosquito hawk, he'd sure tear you up.
Why is that?
They want to catch them mosquitoes.
Huh.
They catch mosquitoes. You can see them out. There's usually lots of them around. See them out flying around and diving down. And where there's a lot of these little insects, small mosquitoes or something. I guess they eat mosquitoes on. You can see them in roads, you know. You can't hardly keep killing a bunch of them that way. It's why they don't all get killed out. Or they, in them open roads, you know, that and through the woods, like this road above here, you go around through there in the spring of the year, and they all just the road just full of them, just flying, you know. And you do kill lots of them that way. They're catching the insects, mosquitoes, and gnats, and stuff like that.
Do you have this little old insect that's bad about burrowing up under your skin and making your skin itch and raising welts on it?
Oh, that's what they call red bugs and seed ticks, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Some of them call them chiggers.
Chiggers.
Yeah, chiggers or something. Chiggers, I believe.
Mm-hmm.